Begin the current daf, Masechta Yevamah, daf Nun Dal, begin on the base, begin the test master, begin the Gemara, Elad Emma's the Yevamah. Now, but an allusion for the Yevamah, Shasuda B'chei Ba'ala, that she's forbidden in her husband's lifetime, where, let's say, when she was divorced from him. Minayin, how do you know that? Which, what's bothering Taisus is, what do you mean? We know that a person's forbidden in his brother's divorcee, so what's the Gemara's question? So Taisus explains. Keeping the Sharech Monachamis, since when he does have any children to turn permit after his death, the brother's wife, in it's not logical to say that Sri B'chai Ba'al, that she was actually forbidden in her husband's lifetime. Because it's not really logical that the Pasuk is coming to tell you the Osi say that the Pasuk commandment of Yehim is coming along with Doch Halaysa Sri B'chai, that's overriding a negative prohibition that's Karas, which is by Ishazach. If not for the Pasuk explicitly, he's telling us. That's what the Gemara is asking, what's the remnant for that? And we find the source. But if not, you're right, we would have said that actually she would be permitted. Next says, not the beginning of the Gemara, B'zachar Maho. What's the halacha by a male homosexuality that the liability is even with hara? What's bothering Tais is Hodla Yolov Zachar Behem and Mekeshah Debyen. Why is the Gemara asking regarding bestiality and homosexuality? Why don't you learn that from Nekeshah Debyen, which we know all the rais are learned out from Nidah, which the halacha is going to be with hara? So why are you asking specifically by these two? Says Tais, Mishum Des Makoyd Hadoksim. By Nidah says her source was beard. That's only by a female. Doesn't apply by an animal or by a male. Right, moreover, the psikin makra the melech, actually the all the rais are together, but melech, which has to do with avodah zarah, actually separates between the zachar and the behema and all the other rais. So it's not including the hekesh rabbeinu. Right, now another approach, you can say mishum the zachar behema lechashav bia. That's not considered bia. That's not the normal way of doing bia with an animal with a male, and therefore you need a special reboot. That's why the Gemara in Sanhedrin Nun Beis and Beis has Tzarech Hashara V'Einish requires a prohibition and a punishment. L'sheicha v'nishka b'zachar. So the one who's laying and the one who's being laid with by a male, because Avagav Deva'am Le'boi Kri L'chai V'Ishav Nishkeb, although generally we don't need to have a special policy to make a liability for the woman who's being laid with, she's part of the same Ister Arayis. Why do you need a special limit for the Nishka? Because it's not the usual thing, way, and therefore you might not have known that. No, he says, Master, begin with the Gemara. They said to him, Mesa Ishtacha B'chulu, your wife died, etc., this long case. Which Tais points out, but Tlosa B'saga, really the case could have been sufficient to illustrate with three wives. Al Kamash Malan, we just wanted to tell you, Apishish, although there's five wives and there's such a big mixture, Shakocha Mishasan, Shashel Sach, but they're all five of them are like this one chain of sisterhood. And you have to remove those of Haberin. Still, that's the Chiddush Legezrina and Hanach Desherina to Hanach Dastin. And we're not gazing that those are permitted, say, really, we shouldn't permit them because of those that are forbidden. It's confusing. No, that's the Chiddush. We're saying that no, those are forbidden, those are permitted. Next, Tais Master, begin with the Gemara, so they say it. They're saying that, oh, and then they're Tzaras HaPater when you do it to the permitted ones. So he says, that was necessary when Master Chiddush, but there's no Tzara goes free after you do it to one of the wives. No, it's necessary to tell you that Avagav the Sagadat, even though you would have thought the Zinimut of Shiach would say that it's better to do Chalitza to the Tzalis, to the other wives. They're not part of this whole sisterhood thing. Gizeirosh, Leach, Lushni, and Revi, as a concern, because we let you do the first, third, and fifth, you might come do the second and the fourth, which are all part of these sisters. They're telling you that, no, the Tzalis are Potter through the doing it to the first, third, and the fifth, and we don't make any such Gizeir.